You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sync. Thank you for joining us for another hour of live music recorded at the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction, Yukon. We are very excited to share with you a fantastic performance featuring Canadian pianist Mark Leemacher and jazz vocalist Katie George. Katie, age 25, has already won 2 Juno Awards. Whoa. But how did she reach this level of achievement at such a young age? Well, let's rewind and take a closer look at Katie's journey. Growing up in Calgary, Alberta, Katie George found solace and inspiration in the great outdoors and music. As a teenager, she discovered her love for songwriting and dabbled in pop music. It was during this time that she crossed paths with her partner, a jazz drummer, who would play a vital role in shaping her musical direction. Under the influence of her sweetheart, Katie discovered the enchanting world of jazz music. She recognized the depth and intricacy of this genre, which captivated her heart and soul. Building upon her existing skills as a writer, performer, and recording artist, Katie decided to pursue a master's degree in jazz performance. Concurrently, she dreamed of immersing herself in the vibrant Montreal music scene, all of which led her to enroll in the McGill University Jazz Music Program. By joining the talented community in Montreal, Katie found herself amidst a diverse group of musicians who further fueled her passion for jazz. Apart from her exceptional vocal talents, Katie is also a prodigious songwriter. Influenced by the Great American Songbook, she has composed a repertoire of songs that have garnered international acclaim. Her compositions have been sung by vocalists across the globe, earning her numerous awards, including the prestigious Grand Prize in the Jazz category at the 2021 John Lennon Songwriting Contest. Katie's expertise and captivating presence have made her a highly sought-after clinician. She currently serves as a vocal jazz instructor at the renowned Yukon Summer Music Camp in Whitehorse and the Interprovincial Music Camp in McKellar, Ontario. Katie George is signed to the Brooklyn-based label La Reserve Records. She has released several albums of original works as well as jazz standards through this label, including her 2 Juno Award-winning albums Now Pronouncing and Featuring. Katie's most recent single release, Perfect Time of Year, celebrates the joy of winter and romance in a collection of holiday songs. In today's featured performance, Katie George is accompanied by her longtime collaborator and friend, pianist Mark Leemacher. Mark Leemacher is a composer, improviser, arranger, and genre-crossing pianist currently based in Calgary, Canada. He is a graduate of New School University in New York City. His compositions are centered around works for solo instruments and small ensembles. His arrangements and orchestrations have been heard in collaboration with vocalist and playwright Allison Lynch, vocalist Ellen Doty, Kensington Sinfonia, Theatre Calgary, and the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra. By the way, Mark arranged and conducted 3 of Katie's original songs for 15-piece strings plus clarinet. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Katie George, joined by Mark Leemacher on piano.
Thank you all so much for being here. What a beautiful place, my goodness. This is my first time in Haines Junction and Mark's first time in the Yukon in general. And it's so lovely, so thank you all for being here and being so welcoming, and we hope you enjoy the evening.
Be wrong, but if we get along, would you, we can say we
can be. I tell the land that I am grateful and I'm glad that I'm nobody else, but a bit boy. No, no, nobody but me. I am in love with a lover who likes me the way that I am. I have my faults. He likes my faults. I'm not very bright. He's not very bright. He thinks I'm grand, and that's grand for me. He may be wrong, but if we get along, what do we care? Me close as close as we can be. I tell the lad that I am grateful and I'm glad that I'm nobody, nobody else but me. On the piano. Mark is such a fantastic musician in person and a dear friend, and I feel so privileged to get to work with him and to tour with him. And this next song is one that I wrote about sort of our relationship, and it's called That Doesn't Matter. And I sort of wrote it, and we were workshopping it this week when we were in Whitehorse giving workshops just on our breaks, and I really like how it turned out, so you're the first audience to hear it.
Drink out of crystal, I drink out of polyethylene, but that doesn't matter to you, to me. You write with a pencil, I write using nails on top of keys, but that doesn't matter to you, to me. Either way, the drink is drunk. Either way, the words are written. Either way, the time is spent in thoughtful conversation. You speak with distinction, I speak in unending hyperbole, but that doesn't matter to you, to me. Baby,
crystal I drink out of polyethylene. But that doesn't matter to you, to me. You write with a pencil and I write using nails on top of keys. But that doesn't matter to you, to me. Either way, the drink is drunk. Either way, the words are written. Either way, the time is spent in thoughtful conversation. You speak with distinction. I speak in unending hyperbole. But that doesn't matter to you. To you. It's exciting to get to perform that for the very first time. We're going to play one called Bill, and Mark and I took turns deciding which tunes we wanted to have on this album, and Bill is one of his selections. It's from the musical Showboat. Is anyone familiar? A couple? Well, Mark, why don't you explain how this works in the plot?
So this song sounds very funny, and it's full of good humor and so on. But in the play itself, it's at a very tragic moment where, due to racist policies of the South, the woman singing the song has fled north to Chicago and is destitute, working at a nightclub, and sings this frivolous song. It's a devastating scene. But out of context, it's hilarious. You know. So here's Bill.
I used to dream that I would discover the perfect lover someday. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. Fancy then he'd be one of those godlike kinds of men with a giant brain and a noble head, like the heroes pulled in the books I'd read. But along came Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street and never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, are not the type that you would find in a statue. And I can't explain. Surely not his brain that makes me thrill. I love him because he's, I don't know, because he's just my being. He can't play golf, or tennis, or polo, or sing a solo, or row. He is not half as handsome as dozens of men that I know. He is not tall, or straight, or slim, and he dresses far worse than Jim. And I can't explain why he should be just the one man in the world.
my bill. An ordinary guy. He hasn't got a thing that I can brag about. And yet to be upon his knee. So comfy and roomy seems natural to me, and I can't explain, it's surely not his brain that makes me. Thank you. This next one is another Jerome Kern song, this time with lyrics by Dorothy Fields, who is one of my favorite lyricists because I think she's very clever. And this is a fun song called You Couldn't Be Cuter. This is one I chose. I think it's cute, for lack of a better word. It's delightful. You couldn't be cuter, plus that you couldn't be smarter, plus that intelligent face, you have a disgraceful charm for me. You couldn't be keener, you look so fresh from the cleaner, you are the little grand slam I'll bring to my family. That'll bore you to tears, and you'll attract all the family we have dodged for years and years. And what'll they tell me exactly? What'll they tell me? They'll say you couldn't be cuter, couldn't be nicer, couldn't be sweeter, couldn't be smarter, couldn't be cuter than you are. You couldn't be cuter, plus that you couldn't be smarter, plus that intelligent face, you have a disgraceful charm for me. You couldn't be keener, you look so fresh from the cleaner, you are the little grand slam I'll bring to my family. Years and years, and what'll they tell me exactly? Couldn't be smarter, couldn't be finer, couldn't be wiser, couldn't be smoother, couldn't be kinder, couldn't be cuter, baby. Couldn't be cuter, baby, than you are. Thank you. Thank you. Sort of a fun one. This next song is called Yesterdays, and it's kind of a sad song, and so this is one Mark selected for the album. I tend to sing a lot of, like, happy, like, oh, wow, you couldn't be cuter sort of songs. Mark has a much more diverse taste of emotions than I do, I think.
So, writing.
So this is Yesterdays.
Like this heartbreaking song. You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. Whatever you talk, yet there's the bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Of a seeker of wisdom and truth, yet with that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. Shabba, we are the Yadabarot, the nation.